animal outside that looked like a large pink pig, and was making the squeaking sounds Grant had heard. It was actually an infant triceratops about the size of a pony. The infant didn't have horns on its head yet, just a curved bony frill behind big soft eyes. It poked its snout through the bars toward Lex, its eyes watching her as she fed it more hay.
"That's better," Lex said. "There's plenty of hay, don't worry."
He patted the baby on the head.
"You like hay, don't you, Ralph?"
Lex turned back and saw him.
"This is Ralph," Lex said. "He's my friend. He likes hay."
Grant took a step and stopped, wincing.
"You look pretty bad," Lex said.
"I feel pretty bad."
"Tim, too. His nose is all swollen up."
"Where is Tim?"
"Peeing," she said. "Do you want to help me feed Ralph?"
The baby Triceratops looked at Grant. Hay stuck out of both sides of its mouth, dropping on the floor as it chewed.
"He's a very messy eater," Lex said, "and he's very hungry."
The baby finished chewing and licked its lips. It opened its mouth, waiting for more. Grant could see the slender, sharp teeth and the beaky upper jaw like a parrot.
"Okay, just a minute," Lex said, scooping up more straw from the concrete floor. "Honestly, Ralph," she said, "you'd think your mother never fed you."
"Why is his name Ralph?"
"Because he looks like Ralph at school."
Grant came closer and touched the skin of the neck gently.
"It's okay, you can pet him," Lex said. "He likes it when you pet him, don't you, Ralph?"
The skin felt dry and warm, with the pebbled texture of a football. Ralph gave a little squeak as Grant petted it. Outside the bars, its thick tail swung back and forth with pleasure.
"He's pretty tame."
Ralph looked from Lex to Grant as it ate and showed no sign of fear. It reminded Grant that the dinosaurs didn't have ordinary responses to people.
"Maybe I can ride him," Lex said.
"Let's not."
"I bet he'd let me," Lex said. "It'd be fun to ride a dinosaur."
Grant looked out the bars past the animal to the open fields of the sauropod compound. It was growing lighter every minute. He should go outside, he thought, and set off one of the motion sensors on the field above. After all, it might take the people in the control room an hour to get out here to him, and he didn't like the idea that the phones were still down. He heard a deep snorting sound, like the snort of a very large horse, and suddenly the baby became agitated. It tried to pull its head back through the bars, but got caught on the edge of its frill, and it squeaked in fright. The snorting came again. It was closer this time. Ralph reared up on its hind legs, frantic to get out from between the bars. It wriggled its head back and forth, rubbing against the bars.
"Ralph, take it easy," Lex said.
"Push him out," Grant said. He reached up to Ralph's head and leaned against it, pushing the animal sideways and backward. The frill popped free, and the baby fell outside the bars, losing its balance and flopping on its side. Then the baby was covered in shadow, and a huge leg came into view, thicker than a tree trunk. The foot had five curved toenails like an elephant's. Ralph looked up and squeaked. A head came down into view, 6 feet long, with three long white horns, one above each of the large brown eyes, and a smaller horn at the tip of the nose. It was a full-grown triceratops. The big animal peered at Lex and Grant, blinking slowly, and then turned its attention to Ralph. A tongue came out and licked the baby. Ralph squeaked and rubbed up against the big leg happily.
"Is that his mom?"
Lex said.
"Looks like it," Grant said.
"Should we feed the mom too?" Lex said.
But the big triceratops was already nudging Ralph with her snout, pushing the baby away from the bars.
"Guess not,"